I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way. With a hey dairy die and a dairy die do and a riddle de diddle de day.
I'm going to tell you a wonderful story. The story of Robin Hood. If you look on page one in your picture book, you'll see a picture of him with his bow and arrow. He lived many years ago when everybody used bows and arrows to hunt and shoot in the forest. And Robin Hood could shoot straighter than anyone in the whole country. If you'd like to hear more about him, just turn the page whenever I strum on my lute like this. And there is Sherwood Forest, where Robin Hood lives with his men. They would like to go back to their homes in the city, but they cannot. Their good king has gone off to war, and while he is away, their land is ruled by a bad man called the Sheriff of Nottingham. So they hide out in the forest where the sheriff cannot find them. Robin Hood taught his men how to keep from being caught. One day he said to them,
"Men, we must have a way of warning each other if the sheriff comes into the forest. So I have made whistling arrows. Each of you will carry one. And if ever the bad sheriff is seen coming near, shoot the arrow into the air and toward our camp, and we shall know what it means. Watch, I'll shoot one of these arrows, and you shall see."
Robin's group of men was small, but as days went by, many more ran away from the city where the cruel sheriff ruled and joined Robin's group. Robin wanted only strong and able men with him in the forest, and before he allowed anyone to join him, he often tested their courage. One day, Robin was just starting to cross a narrow bridge in the forest when a stranger began to cross from the other side. There was room for only one at a time, and Robin called to the stranger.
"Stand aside."
"Why should I stand aside?"
"To let the better man pass."
"Then you stand aside."
"If you think you're the better man, then prove it with your staff."
With that, they began fighting with their sticks on the narrow bridge. Robin managed to crack the big man soundly in the ribs, and he jumped back. But then the stranger struck Robin across the head, and Robin fell backward off the bridge and into the water below.
Aye, that was a good fight, lad. Here, let me help you up to the shore.
Oh, you fight well, stranger. What is your name?
John Little.
Well, then, I shall call you Little John.
And with that, Robin Hood and Little John became very good friends. Back in the city at his castle, the bad sheriff of Nottingham was very angry, as you can see. He was talking to his men.
"This Robin Hood must be captured. He sneaks into our city and steals from the rich and then turns around and gives the money to the poor. If we are going to collect taxes from the poor and keep all of the money for ourselves, then Robin Hood must be stopped. I want the best of my men to ride with me into the forest and capture Robin Hood. Get your swords and bows and arrows and follow me."
And with that, the sheriff and his men rode off to get Robin Hood. Back in Sherwood Forest, Robin was walking along through the woods when he came upon a rather strange-looking man sitting with his dog under a tree. The man was singing.
"There was a lover and his lass sat 'neath the spreading oak. And lest his heart should break apart, the doting lover spoke. Come sing low, come sing high, come change thy name to mine. And you shall eat my capon pie and drink my Malmsey wine." "Who laughs at my singing?" "Hey!
I do! Robin Hood! Who are you?"
"I am Friar Tuck."
"Well, Friar Tuck, I wish to cross that stream.
Then wade across in the water like the rest of us must do.
Oh, I'd prefer to have you carry me.
With that, Robin Hood pulled out his sword and, laughing all the while, made Friar Tuck carry him on his back across the stream.
Oh, you make a very good horse, Friar Tuck.
All right, young Robin Hood. You've had your joke. Here we are across the stream. Put down your sword.
But as Robin put down his sword, Friar Tuck quickly pulled out his, held it at Robin Hood's throat, and said,
"Now I would like to be carried back to the other side of the stream." Aye. And you too make a fine horse, Robin Hood.
When they got to the other side, then they both laughed, shook hands, and became good friends. But while Robin Hood and Friar Tuck were having their joke, the sheriff and his men rode up and with swords drawn surrounded them both.
There he is, men! There's Robin Hood! Get him!
Robin Hood was surrounded. He saw that he could not get away. So he quickly took his whistling arrow, fitted it into his bow, and before anybody could stop him, he shot it high into the air toward the camp of his men. And then Robin started to fight for his life, and Friar Tuck fought by his side. Robin fought furiously with his sword, holding off many men at one time. Then one of the sheriff's men managed to strike Friar Tuck across the back of the head, and Tuck fell to the ground unconscious. Alone now, Robin still fought, but there were too many of them, and the sheriff himself knocked Robin's sword out of his hand. Robin jumped up into a tree, and from there jumped at the sheriff and knocked him off the horse and rode away.
After him! Shoot him down!
But just then, Robin's men, who had heard the whistling arrow, rode up, and with arrows flying, they drove off all of the sheriff's men, leaving only the sheriff on the ground with no horse. Frantic, the sheriff started to run for a horse to escape, but Friar Tuck awakened. Seeing what was happening, he gave a shrill whistle to his dog.
Help! Your dog! He's got me! Call him off! Call him off!
Call off your dog, Friar Tuck. Now that we have the sheriff, we can take care of him ourselves.
So Robin and his men, along with Friar Tuck, rode off with the sheriff as their prisoner back to their camp in Sherwood Forest. There Robin Hood spoke to his men.
Men, we must make an example of the sheriff to give courage to the poor back in the city. We'll tie a pair of deer antlers on his head, like this. Then sit him backwards on his horse like this. And now that he's all tied up, let him hold the horse's tail in his hands. And now we send him on his way back to the city where all can see him.
Oh, the sheriff with 80 bowmen rode out of Nottingham town. But Robin Hood left those bowmen a-gasping on the ground. Oh, the sheriff, he dined with Robin Hood, and when he had paid the score, back to Nottingham spurred, but from what I heard, he rode hindside 2-4.
While all this was going on, King Richard, who ruled the country, was away at war with his armies. He was a good king, tall and blonde and very brave. He was so brave that he was called Richard the Lionhearted. But as you can see, he was now riding back to his home, for the war was over. The sheriff, back in his castle now, was angrier than ever at Robin Hood. Determined to catch him, he first locked up Robin's good friend, the Queen's lady, Marian.
What are you going to do with me?
Into that cell. We shall soon see how smart your friend Robin is.
But Robin heard about Marian's being locked in a cell, and one night just before daybreak, he sneaked into the castle to free her. Before the sheriff saw him coming, he came up behind him, pulled out his knife, and...
Don't move or cry out, or I shall plunge this knife into your heart.
No, don't. I promise. Have mercy, and I shall do whatever you ask.
Then lead me to the maid Marian.
Down into the basement they went, with Robin holding the knife at the sheriff's side all the time. When they reached the cell, he forced the sheriff to open it.
Marian, it's I, Robin Hood.
Robin? Oh, Robin, I thought we both were lost.
Now, Sheriff, into the cell you go to take Marion's place.
But who will find me here? Please let me
get in, I say.
Now that Robin had Marian out of the cell, he was going to have a hard time getting her safely out of the castle. But as he was wondering how he was going to manage, he suddenly heard wild cheering in the courtyard. Running out with Marian, there he saw a sight too good to be true.
Marian, look. It's the king. King Richard himself returned home.
Oh, Robin, now we have nothing to fear.
When King Richard heard all about the sheriff and Robin Hood and what had happened while he was away, he made Robin a nobleman and punished the sheriff and all of his men. Robin and the good men of Sherwood Forest were welcomed back to their homes, and Robin Hood spent the rest of his life in great happiness with Marian and his good friends, and many happy hours hunting in what you might call his second home, Sherwood Forest.
I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way. With a hey derry die and a derry die do and a riddle dee diddle dee day.